All right. I'm going to expound on Jim's confession of sin last week, the sin of ingratitude. From the ten lepers Jim mentioned in Luke 17 to the nation of Israel in Numbers 21, and most personally, you and me. If you're like me, we have a tendency to dwell on the negative. God has poured millions of blessings on me, just like he did to the nation of Israel. God saved Israel from bondage in Egypt and led them, fed them, kept them from thirst, made their shoes and clothing not wear out, and gave them victory over their foes, and promised them future blessings. All they had to do was to be obedient. Part of obedience is an attitude of gratitude. Yet, not unlike me, they complained about one thing rather than to be grateful for the millions of blessings they received. As an example, in Deuteronomy 28:1-11, "And if you are faithful and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being grateful to do all of his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God." And then we go through a number of blessings. I'll just read a couple of them. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be in the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your herds, and the young of your flock. And this goes on through verse 11. In Numbers 21, though, we see that Israel became impatient because they had to take a slight detour around Edom. In Numbers 20, we see that Edom refused to let Israel pass through their land. And then they got frustrated. Even Moses got caught up and frustrated as he struck the rock twice. Israel, because they thought too much of themselves, and they weren't happy with this free, all-expense-paid vacation to the promised land, with all the bread and meat, manna and quail that they could eat, a tour guide of smoke during the day, and a pleasant, growing, cool, warming fire at night. And now they thought big of themselves after defeating their enemies. In Numbers 21, verse 1 through 9, "When the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in Negeb, heard that Israel was coming by the way of Ephraim, he fought against Israel and took some of them captive. And Israel vowed a vow to the Lord and said, 'If you will indeed give the people into my hand, then I will devote their cities to destruction.' And the Lord heeded the voice of Israel and gave over the Israelites, and they devoted them and their cities to destruction. So the name of the place was called Hormah. From Mount Hor, they set out on their way to the Red Sea to go to the land of Edom, and the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, 'Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food, no water. We loathe this worthless food.' Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord, then he take away the serpents from us.' So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, 'Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live.' So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the pole, and the serpent bit. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. We too, when taking for granted the bountiful blessings of the Lord, get impatient, or we complain about one thing when we are blessed with millions, and we have the sin of ingratitude. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you pour on us. Please help us to be grateful for all the things in all circumstances. Mostly, Lord, I thank you for willing to take on all of our sins as you were lifted up on a tree. Help us to always look up to you and be most grateful. Amen.